Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Enigma Fishing, Cast, Catch, Repeat. Visit Anderson, South Carolina, home of beautiful Lake Hartwell. Phoenix Boats, experience the difference. And by the Bass Anglers Sportsman Society. Now, here's lifetime BASS member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the BassPro.com Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series presented by Bass Pro Shops and the tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country competing on the local level, all with a chance to advance to the big leagues of professional fishing. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, a High School National Championship, the College National Championship, and the College Bracket, leading to the Bassmaster Classic. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are, and for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com and click on the Nation tab. The best way to communicate with the show, to post your pictures or tell us your stories or just comment on the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the watch button at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. And now we've added a new element to Bassmaster Radio, and that's our video feed that you can find at Bassmaster.com/radio or go to Bassmaster.com and click on the watch tab and then click on Bassmaster Radio. I hope all of you are having a safe and wonderful Independence Day holiday in this, the greatest country on the planet. And this is also the time of year when Bassmaster Magazine gives us the list of the 100 best bass fishing lakes in the country. So that means James Hall is front and center, as he has been for the last 11 years. He'll join us in a bit to talk about how this list got made. One of the lakes on that list in the northeast section of the country is Kentucky Lake, and it may be news to Mark Menendez that he is a northeasterner, but what he does know is that he heads to the northeast, as in New York, in 38th place in the AOI standings, just above the Bassmaster Classic cut line. He'll join us to tell us what he needs to do to stay safely above that line. But in the leadoff role, the incredible story of Trevor McKinney of McKendree University in Illinois. McKinney, along with teammate Blake Jackson, won the Carhartt College Series wildcard event on Lay Lake last week, but only after Trevor got struck by lightning on the river. And get this, it's the second time he's been hit. That shocking story and more coming up on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham. And I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. Bassmaster.shop. That's Bassmaster.shop.
This is Bassmaster Radio. For tournament results, how-to articles and videos, or to become a member, visit Bassmaster.com. Now back to Tom Abraham.
Hi, welcome back. Phoenix Sports Bassmaster Radio. And in our leadoff role today, I mean, you can say that the McKendree team, you know, won the wild card event down at Lay Lake, and Travis McKinney, and you'd be burying the lead if you went there, to be quite honest with you. Blake Jackson, of course, his partner. The lead is the guy got hit by lightning earlier in the week and then turned around and won the tournament with his partner, Blake Jackson. So in our Rapala winner's circle, how about Trevor McKinney joining us from McKendree University in Illinois? Trevor, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Alive and well. I'm doing really good.
Yeah, I guess you're doing really good. That's fantastic news. We're going to get to the tournament here in a minute because you guys won this thing fishing one of my favorite lures ever, the DT6 from Rapala, and I want to get into your technique on that deal. But goodness gracious, in practice, you got hit by lightning running 55 miles an hour down the lake. Tell me about that, because that's an experience that most of us have never had and hopefully will never have. But we've heard of fishermen getting hit while fishing or taking cover. I don't know how many times I've heard of somebody getting hit while they were running the river. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, you know, I feel like lightning is something that us fishermen especially kind of take for granted, you know. We don't think we're going to go out there and get struck by lightning. And we don't really even think about it until it happens. And hopefully it never happens to you guys listening. But we never expect it to happen. And I was just running 55 mile an hour down the lake. It didn't even really look like a bad storm. Like, it kind of looked light up in the sky. And there was one little dark cloud. And it started just barely sprinkling. So my partner, Blake Jackson, instead of getting pelted in the face, he kind of sit down in the carpet and was facing right at me. And we were just driving 55 mile an hour down the lake, and he said it looked like a lightning bolt touched my shoulder. Like, it come down and just nailed me. And I really got a good jolt from it. I mean, it felt like I was sitting in an electric chair, or a bunch of tasers was getting me. I mean, it shocked me good. After that, it just kind of stunned me, you know. I didn't know what happened. We were driving down the lake, and I stopped, and shortly after, I started having some pretty good chest pains, and my body just felt numb. So we thought it was a good decision to get off the water and seek an EMS. And they hooked me up to a heart monitor and checked me out and ended up clearing me. But to say the least, we did not get on the water and go practice anymore the rest of the day. We went in and just took it easy and kind of went and took a nap.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I know a lot of people would never go on the water again after something like that. Now here's the amazing part of the story. I mean, there's a lot of amazing parts of the story. First of all, when you got hit, did it knock you out? I mean, tell me about boat control and how you were able to get off plane, you know, without a bad accident there. Were you conscious the whole time?
Yeah, you know, I've been struck by lightning twice, actually, in my life, and I was struck on Kentucky Lake one day, and it actually brought me to my feet, and I, like, blacked out when I was struck then. I mean, just kind of not really lost consciousness, but just blacked out, didn't know what was going on. This time, I didn't really black out or lose consciousness. It was just, like, total shock, literally and physically. I come off pad, and honestly, I didn't know. It was one of those things that happened so quick that you don't know what just happened.
Right.
Like, what in the heck just happened? And as soon as we come on pad, like, there was a big roll of thunder that you could literally feel throughout your body. I mean, it was just really a crazy situation. Really kind of scared me and scared my partner, Blake. I mean, as something that just kind of makes you appreciate life and realize why we pray in the morning, why we ask God for protection. Just made you kind of, for a moment in time, just kind of appreciate life a little more, because we never know. I mean, it could have killed us both. You just never know. You might be here today and gone tomorrow. So it really made us more appreciative the rest of the week. And really, it was a blessing in disguise. It was just a testimony that I can give to people. And it was really a blessing in disguise, to be honest.
Yeah. No, you never want to lose touch of that. That's for sure. And as you said, you've been hit twice. I mean, who's going to want to partner with you? I don't want to get in a boat with you. I mean, you're a lightning rod. You've been hit twice. I mean, stop that, will you?
I actually just got off the water. We had a storm coming in, heard some thunder rolling in, and I was fishing with two gentlemen. One of them was actually my brother, and we all looked at each other, and they said, heck, we're in the boat with you. We ain't getting struck by lightning. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely going to pay a little more attention to it, take it more seriously, and I mean, everyone should honestly take lightning seriously. It's not something to mess with. People do die from it every year, and it's something I'm definitely going to think more about.
Now, they said that it left your body, went through the seat. Did it burn the seat at all? I mean, it was there any damage to the boat at all?
You know, that's the amazing thing. There was no damage to the boat, and I mean, I don't know how to explain it besides God had his hand in protection on us, honestly, and because I know it went right through me. Blake said it. I mean, it was a white flash so distinct that I couldn't see anything in a moment of time. All I could see was white. And, I mean, it was incredible, really, that the boat wasn't harmed. And it was really an amazing experience.
Yeah. Trevor McKinney with us from McKendree University up in Illinois. Lay Lake is where this was taking place. And there was a lot of conversation about it, for sure. It was the Carhartt Bassmaster College Series wild card event. Presented by Bass Pro Shops. So you guys decided to go out and win the tournament, right? Why not? I mean, you might as well go win the tournament at the place where you made it to the Classic. You finished in the 30s in the Classic this past year. But you did a lot of damage with the spotted bass on that Rapala DT6. Tell us about that, and tell us about the way you like to fish it in terms of technique-wise.
Yeah, you know, there were some people surprised that we caught them on a DT6, and I don't know why you would ever be surprised.
Hmm.
Because when you're messing with spotted bass on the Coosa River, I mean, hands down, it's no secret. That's why, I mean, I've been posting it all over the place. It's not like it's a big secret. A DT6 is just the best bait to throw, in my opinion, for spots. Catches big largemouth. We caught one of our biggest fish the last day, and it was a largemouth on it. But those Coosa River spots, they just literally can't stand it. We found all of our fish on current. And they were just absolutely ripping current on the Coosa River on Lay Lake last week. Had some rain in the area before, and they were getting some of that water out of the system. And any time you have good current rolling through the river, it's hard for me to get away from the current. I love fishing current, especially with little spotted bass. I feel like, honestly, some of the spots never leave the river. They stay in the current all year. And I just feel more confident when I'm on the main river fishing current. On the Coosa River, and really on the Tennessee River or anywhere, I feel more confident when I'm around current.
So what is
how we targeted our fish.
What is your setup for this? It's a smallish crankbait. What's your line size, your reel speed, and so on that you like to use for it?
Yeah, we use a 12-pound Suffolk fluorocarbon line. Mm-hmm. That's the line setup. I usually always throw 12-pound with a crankbait. So that's our line setup. I use a Shimano Chronarch MGL and a 7-1-1 gear ratio reel. You know, I like to throw an 8-1-1 when I'm flipping, pitching, and stuff like that. But when I'm throwing a crankbait, sometimes they even go down to a 6-3-1 because you don't realize how fast you're cracking it sometimes.
Right.
But the reason I went with that 7-1-1 is because the current was so strong that I had to reel it pretty fast to catch up to it, and it was like that perfect combination. So. And then I paired it with a G-Loomis crankbait rod, like a 3-power rod. And that's really the setup that me and my partner both caught all of our fish on. And it's crazy because that's the same exact way we caught them in the bracket. And we both fished head-to-head the last day of the bracket. We were both throwing a DT6. Same exact setup, different time of the year. But like I said, if you go to Lay Lake, I don't care if you're there in January, if you're there in the middle of the summer, a DT6 is a bait to throw. And I had like 5 of them tied on the morning of the tournament. Like, I knew that's what I was going to throw.
Tremendous stuff with Trevor McKinney. Good luck up in August at the St. Lawrence River in the National Championship. I got a feeling we'll be hearing from you again. And thanks for joining us today. And stay out of the lightning, for God's sakes.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me on.
All right, man. Thank you. Unbelievable story right there. All right, we'll get a break in here. When we come back, James Hall joins us from Bassmaster Magazine talking Top 100. We'll do that next right here on Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Holy smokes!
There's a way to the top. Bass Nation.
The dream was to fish the Bassmaster Classic.
Started fishing ponds with my grandpa when I was young. Here I am now, third year on the Elite Series.
There's no way I would be living my dream. There's no way I would be fishing the Elite Tour.
For a lot of the guys that work and the weekend guys, that's your only route. Without Bass Nation, I wouldn't be here today.
Find a club near you at Bassmaster.com/nation.
Bass Nation, let me hear you.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's EnigmaFishing.com.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats, Bassmaster Radio. And it's that time of year. I mean, if we're heading into July, this is the time. Yeah, I know we got a couple of elite tournaments left, and we're going to wrap up the regular season on the elites. I get all of that. But this is top 100 time. And they've been doing this for a while now with Bassmaster Magazine, and it's also on Bassmaster.com, the top 100 lakes in the country. And they break it down. They used to just do a top 100, and now they break it down by a region of the country. So you get your top 25 lakes in each region and then your top 10 overall lakes. So who better to talk to about this than the executive editor of Bass, James Hall, who I think was the father of this whole thing when it all started however many years ago, and he joins us now. James, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing good, Tom, man. I really appreciate you having me again, even though it's probably just a beat me up over
not as much.
Over the ranking.
I used to beat you up over the ranking. Not as much. How many years is it, by the way, now? Is this like, how many years?
I believe this is our 10th year.
Is this the 10th year? I thought it was either 10 or 11, something along those lines. And it got kind of jacked up last year. You didn't have the data that you need to do this last year, correct?
That is right. Yeah, last year we couldn't do it because we rely so heavily on tournament data that there were no tournaments during COVID, or at least very, very few.
Right.
And so, yeah, we didn't want to just. And plus, we rely heavily on state DNR officials and fisheries officials to go out there and answer surveys. And those guys are so busy with doing other things during the pandemic that. We just didn't feel like, should be a priority for them. And without the tournament data, we just said, yeah, let's kind of skip this year. We did a best of all time, the best lakes since we've been doing the rankings. So that kind of filled in for the pandemic year. And then this year we're back to it, man. It was, it's one of these labors of love / hate that we do every year, but it's such a popular piece in the magazine and offers such great information for anglers, which lake is really hot and near them, or bucket lake list, that sort of thing. So Yeah, we were excited to get her done again this year.
Yeah, I've often called it the swimsuit issue of Bassmaster magazine. You know that. That's a, you know, this is one that you kind of look for, and it's right there in the middle, and you crack it open, and usually I just start right at the beginning, and I soak up every single page of Bassmaster magazine. But when the top 100 comes out, I got to be honest with you, I skip right to it. You know, I jump right to it. And I'm like, okay, you know, let's see where these rankings are, and so on. Talk about the feedback that you get, not only from, you know, you almost 600,000. Members of Bass and other people that get the magazine and so on, and of course online they're seeing it there, but what about the feedback that you get from folks that are involved with these lakes, you know, chambers of commerce and so on? Because I know I took a lot of guff last year or 2 years ago from my friend Neil Paul, because Hartwell was like right on the edge of the thing, and I noticed that they're back in the rankings. But it seems like all of those types of people are really kind of staying close to this as well.
Yeah. Neil Paul's a great example. You know, he really leads the charge over at Lake Hartwell. And he told me, he said, they didn't make the cut last year. And, you know, he called me not complaining, but saying, hey, man, this is so important to our local economy when this thing makes the rankings, because people will flock to the lake. They want to go to the best lakes in the area or whatever. And with them missing the rankings, they kind of don't get that, you know, the interest from anglers that wouldn't normally be going to that lake. So that, you know, Toledo Bend is another great example. I know that whenever they made number one the second year in a row, they actually invited me down to speak to the community, and they're like, freaking 1,000 people showed up.
Yeah.
To kind of celebrate the fact that Toledo Bend was number one for the second year in a row. So it's huge, man. It's really, really a boost for the economies of the lakes that make the rankings. And, you know, and on the flip side, the local guys send me hate mail. They're like, man, like when Lake St. Clair was number one, I got hate mail from all sorts of people up there. Like, we had no place to park at the ramp now, or blah, 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 blah. But, you know, that's what you can't please everybody, but it is a service. And, you know, these lakes are the best out there right now. And a lot of that has to do with the incredible work of the fisheries departments and those guys, man, they need a round of applause whenever they can get it.
Pull a curtain back a little bit for us and talk about how this is done, because there are multiple writers that are involved. So we want to spread the hate. We don't want it to be just on James Hall. I mean, there are others. And are you the tiebreaker when it comes to some of these things? How does this, is there actually like points that are given to each lake, or is it arbitrary? How do these guys come up with the rankings?
Well, yeah, I mean, kind of. It's a skosh on the subjective side. But what we actually do is we send out a survey to every state fisheries department, and we asked them to rank their own lakes. We're like, look, you know, we're 10 years into this, and these guys have been with us since the beginning, and so they anticipate it. And so we asked them to rank the lakes in their state and tell us why they feel like they're so good. And they've gotten really, really good at it, you know, and they love to participate. So that's the first thing we do, is we ask the state fisheries agencies to rank them and tell us why. And sometimes it's going to be because of the tournament data they collect. Sometimes it's shocking data that they collect on their own. It could be stocking information. It's access. You know, they have guys on the ground around all their fisheries, so they have a really, really good idea of how each fishery is coming along throughout the years. And so that's number one. Then once we get that information, well, we also send out tournament data to all of our Bass Nation conservation directors and presidents, because they fish a lot of lakes across the United States. Probably just about all of them have bass in them. And then we ask them, based on their tournament season, which lakes really stood out. And so that adds another layer of data. And then the conservation directors are in contact with the fisheries departments and lake cleanup efforts and all of that stuff. They add another layer of information. And then once we get all of that data in, we kind of squish it together and look at the numbers. And then that gives us a kind of a baseline. And then we go and look for supporting data. So if they say, you know, Lake Fork is number one in Texas, then we go and say, all right, well, let's look at the tournament data to see if they can support it, if there are tournaments there. Sometimes there's not,
right?
Like Fellsmere, for example, in Florida. And so then we have to go and contact anglers or local guides or whatever to get the backup information. But yeah, it's about four or five layers of information data. And then when it's all compiled, they kind of settle into the rankings. Just naturally based on that info.
That's good stuff. We got Mark Menendez coming up later on. I'm going to ask him what it's like being from that northeastern state, Kentucky. I always hear from people about that. Like, what part of Kentucky is northeastern United States? But I guess you got to draw the line somewhere. I get that. James Hall with us here talking about the top 100 issue that is out right now. You can also see it online. I encourage you to go grab one of these. I have every one of them. I keep them. I actually separate them from my other Bassmaster magazines that I keep because I think it's fun to kind of look back and see how things change. Now, if there was a top state award, it might have to go to your home state of Texas. Three Texas lakes in the top 10, and none of them are Toledo, Ben. I mean, that says a lot about the state of Texas right now and the job that they're doing down there.
Hook 'em horns, baby. Hook 'em horns. Yeah, there really is probably no state more focused. Florida may be a very close second, but no state more focused on black bass and improving black bass fisheries in the state of Texas. And they had Fort showed out this year. OH Ivy was off the charts, unbelievable for a solid 2 to 3 months. Sam Rayburn still crazy good. And for you to look at a lake like Toledo Bend, which is phenomenal, not even to be in the top three lakes in that state, it lets you know that there's something magic in the water over there right now.
Yeah, there certainly is. And then finally, two California lakes in the top five. So our Western friends, we have affiliates in California, they're like, yeah, you bet there's two top five lakes here out in California. And it makes people start thinking that when are the elites coming back? I know that's not your department, but when you see the not only the California Delta in the middle part of the state and in Clear Lake as well in the top five, that says a lot for the fishing out there.
Oh, it does. Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that California has some incredible fisheries. They have special challenges that we don't have to deal with over here.
just being California, I think.
I mean, that's a crazy deal. But then they got wildfires, and I mean, they got all sorts of things, but none of that negates the fact that California, I mean, it's a big state, man. So, they have a lot of opportunities to grow big fish. From, Bullard's Bar up north is growing those giant spotted bass down to the teeners in Southern California. They just have a lot of opportunity. And some of those fisheries, like Clear Lake and the Delta, they are just incredible fisheries and naturally to grow giant bass, and the anglers there are fantastic, and they showcase those lakes through the tournaments that they have. So California is freaking good. If you're a bass fisherman, California is a great place to visit. I don't know that I'd want to live there, but not visiting is awesome.
Yeah, daughter lives in San Diego. I know exactly what you speak of. I know the way I do it. The way I do it is I first look at the area that I live in now, and I've lived in the Southeast for well over 20 years. So I go there because these are the lakes that are within many of these, actually within an hour and a half of the house. I mean, that's really cool. Mm. I live on the Tennessee-Alabama border. So I look at Wilson Lake. I see Wheeler back. I mean, wow, how cool is that to see Wheeler back out there? Not too far, just a couple of below Chickamauga and just below Lake Okeechobee is Wheeler. So that's kind of cool. And then I go and I look at my hometown area, where I grew up in the Northeast, and see what lakes are there. Cayuga Lake, the lake that I cut my teeth on up north, and seeing that continues to be on the list as well, of course, as the St. Lawrence River. It's really, really cool, man, to see what you guys do with this thing. Grab this thing, guys, 100 best lakes, and then you can build your trips around these great fisheries. James, I appreciate you so much. You guys do a fantastic job, and I look forward to continuing to see the rest of the magazines throughout the year.
All right, Tom. I really appreciate it, man. I hope everybody can check it out. And if their magazine hadn't arrived yet, there's probably a sneak peek on Bassmaster.com. Yes. So they can check out at least the top 10 there. And, I appreciate you having me on, man. It's always a blast.
All right, man. Thank you. That's James Hall. And I used to rough him up a little bit on this deal, but they're doing a tremendous job. This is a thankless job to try and rank these lakes. All right, we get a break in here. When we come back, Mark Menendez is next right here on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat, and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
From dawn to midday to dusk, the sun's rays dance across the water and the sparkling light beckons. The abundant shorelines invite you to play or sail or simply behold. This is where champions fish and families gather to unwind. It's Lake Hartwell, and Anderson is the gateway to its wonders. Walk on a pier, float all day, and restore your soul in this beautiful oasis. Visit Anderson, South Carolina's bright spot. Discover more at visitanderson.com and visitlakehartwell.com.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Welcome back to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And, you know, we spent a lot of time in the last couple of weeks talking to the guys that are at the top of the table in the AOI standings, the guys that are chasing down Set Fighter or trying to chase down Set Fighter. But let me tell you where the real drama is going to be. The real drama is going to be around that classic cut line. And so I wanted to talk to a guy that is hanging right in there now at 38 in the points. So he's above the classic cut line. Needs to go to New York, have a couple of decent tournaments to secure that spot in the 2022 Bassmaster Classic, which, of course, will be at Lake Hartwell. And the interesting thing about this dude is that he missed last year on a medical exemption, jumps right back in there, and has had he's had some good finishes, but it's been like all or nothing for Mark Menendez, the Strike King Pro, and he joins us now. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tom. I'm doing well.
You know, you come off of last year where you had to take a medical exemption. You know, you're not the youngest guy out there. You're competing against a lot of the young guys, but it's got to be pretty satisfying to come back. You know, your first tournament back this year, you placed fifth. You're on Championship Sunday out there at in Palatka on the St. John's River. And you've had some really good finishes this year. You're right now above the cut line for the Classic. That's got to make you feel pretty good that you can jump into it and you know, be where you are right now in the standings.
Well, it really was. St. John's was really satisfying. That was a very excuse me, Tom. That was a very trying event as I was very tentative in my boat driving. It was the first tournament back from my back injury. And I made some calls there I probably wouldn't have made otherwise as far as fishing locations and distances that I went. And I actually went and fished for fish that were smaller fish, and consistency carried me through into the top five. So that was kind of odd, but it was really a fulfilling deal to catch them there. And then the next tournament was at over in Knoxville, and I made a 75-mile run.
Wow.
Each day of the tournament, and had a top 30 finish there. So it's been baby steps, Tom. But yes, it's been the mind's still moving at 100 miles an hour. Just the old body doesn't move that fast anymore.
How surprised were you that Jeff Gustafson did what he did there in Knoxville, where he just kind of landed? I mean, he didn't even know he was going to find that. I mean, that was a pure electronics deal where he found that pile of smallmouth sitting right there at the mouth of Fort Loudoun, really in the canal, and just did something that nobody else was doing, it just sat on him and winched one, you know, 3.5-pounder after another up from a pile of smallmouth that held up for 4 days.
Well, that was pretty amazing. I'm still kicking myself in the butt because we have a canal here on Kentucky and Barkley, and I do the same thing in that canal from time to time. And at that tournament that Jeff won there in Knoxville, I ran by Jeff every day to the promised land. I thought was the promised land, and it really wasn't. So it was a magnificent performance. It's been a while since I've seen one single event be dominated by one small area like that. So it was really impressive, and I was really proud for Jeff. He's probably one of the nicest guys we have on tour just to hang out with, and he's a fabulous angler too. So it was good for Jeff.
Yeah, it was something to see him do that. Then you went off to Pickwick. I had you on my fantasy team at Pickwick. I liked you there. It's the next lake down from your home lake, a Kentucky lake. Everything got different with the flow, so much current, the storms that came through right before, you know, after practice and before you guys actually competed. But you were telling me you had a flat out monster on that would have completely changed, you know, your whole outlook for that tournament. It was probably a $7,500 fish as well.
Well, I did have a fish on there that that would have changed my whole outlook on the season to this point. It's the second day of the event, Tom. I'm running down the lake. I've got a couple of real nice ones in the boat already, and I see a pocket in which a tree was growing out of the bank, not a lay down. The base of the tree actually stuck in the water and turned 90 and went back to the sky. And I saw that. I turned the boat around after about a mile and went back and pitched a jig under that tree. And lo and behold, I get a bite. And when I get a bite, I set the hook and I'm like, oh boy, this is not a keeper. This is a dandy. And I get a look at the fish, and it was probably in the 7.5 to maybe 9 pound class. And it absolutely just whipped me, Tom. It's been a long time that I've been whipped on a jig, and that fish would have gotten me into the top 50. And later that afternoon, I discovered a pattern that I landed a couple of fish in the last 30 minutes on. So I felt like I had an opportunity to go back out and catch me another 12 to 15 pounds the next day. And that resurrects, totally turns the season around if I land that bass. So that shows how razor thin this classic deal is. Tom, this is terrible news for you. You may not know this, but I've been the first guy out of three different classics.
Oh, gosh.
Three different times I was the first guy out. And my wonderful late wife, Donna, she finally just put her hands on the hips and she says, look, I'm sick of you making me sweat like this. I've spent my whole career either being the first guy in or the last guy out, or the first guy out and the last guy in, either on cuts, either on money, either on AOY championships, whatever it's been. I've always been that guy floating around the cut line. And she finally said, get your ass in gear and get this done. So I can hear her from heaven right now with her hands on her hips, pointing her finger at me right now saying, get your butt in gear, buddy, and let's have two good tournaments up north.
You think about the ones you missed more than you do the six that you made, right? You think about the other
one. Exactly. And, you know, in 2007 and 8, I missed it back-to-back by 1.1 year and 2 points the next year. And that was really a salty taste in my mouth. And the next year I go out and had an opportunity to win Angler of the Year. I was in fifth place going into the Angler of the Year Championship and had the best year of my career. It was an amazing year. I had 12 out of 13 checks, and 9 of those were top 10s. It was just an amazing, amazing year. So maybe one of those turnarounds will come about in this next couple events. But I've got my work cut out for me, Tom, because Champlain and I don't get along together real well. So I'm going to have to go up there with a real mindset of a work ethic that I haven't really put in a while and think about what I need to do. And so fortunately, it's a long drive, so I'll have a lot of time to think.
You will have a long time to think about it. You were very, very good at the Sabine River, top 20 there. You were good at Gunnersville, top 20 there. But it must have been, you know, whiplash for you because it was like either top 20 or bottom of the table, one or the other. It was crazy the way you have been running up and down this this leaderboard. You got to figure out a way to finish like 35th, right? I mean, that's sometimes is the key to making a classic, is to not have those bad ones, because you certainly have enough good ones.
Well, that's been the whole season. And the oddball thing, the two tournaments that I had really tough luck in was Lake Fork, in which Lee Livesey and I bounced around on a couple of places, and Patrick Walters and I were bouncing around between a couple of places as well. those guys caught a 6-pound average and I caught a 2-pound average. So you talk about having to lick my wounds on the way home. I was close, but no cigar. And then the Neely Henry event is a place that I've always been very comfortable with. I made my first classic back there in 1997. And I have this little, what I call my little double secret probation place mm-hmm. that I snuck into. Nobody, I was one of the first anglers out that morning. I ran back there and I caught 10 pounds of fish real easy and real quick. And that place normally replenishes, Tom, but it did not replenish the second day of the event. I spent about 3 hours there, and then I had to chuck it and run and go and try to make something happen, and only managed to grind out a couple of small keepers after that. So comfortable in those places may have hurt me. It may have made me not push as hard as I wanted to, but I certainly felt very comfortable going in those events.
Now, so you talk about the New York swing. A couple of years ago, you were top 20 at Waddington, you know, at the St. Lawrence River. You talk about the struggles at Champlain. It surprises me a little bit because Champlain seems to be one of those places where you can do so many different things. You can focus on largemouth, you can for the smallmouth, and you're such a versatile fisherman. It would seem to be you could find something that you like there.
That's the problem, Tom. I find too much. A lot of times I get strung out from the south to the north and things like that. So I don't know. It seems like I can go catch 14 pounds a day there with my eyes closed, and that gets you 80th place.
Yeah, right.
15 pounds a day there gets you in the top 30. So it's a real interesting deal there where I am going to go up there with the idea of having prior knowledge only on a couple of places, and I'm not going to go back and fish some of the places I like to fish like I normally do. It has just not panned out this time of year when I've gone up there, and I'm going to be a different animal on that pond. It's a make it or break it. I don't want to go to Waddington where I've had good success with the pressure of having to have a top 10 there. I don't want to have to do that. That's no fun. So if I can manage to find a way to get in that Sunday cut at Champlain, that will take a whole heck of a lot of heat off of me. And then at Waddington, I can fish a hell of a lot freer. You know, Waddington is an interesting deal because you do have both largemouth and smallmouth opportunities. And the darn largemouth up there have pulled me out of the fire a couple of times.
Yeah.
The top 20 that you mentioned there, I had 4 smallmouth. My smallmouth area had quit, and I ran 40 miles one way to make a couple of pitches. And I only had about 20 minutes once I made that 40-mile run, ran down there, caught a 3.5-pound largemouth, put it in a live well, and hightailed it back and slid in the cut by 4 ounces. I also caught the biggest bass of the tournament there in 15. That was the year the guy threatened me with his boat. I had to get the law after him, which was an ugly deal. But I caught the biggest bass of the tournament, which was a 6-pound, 3-ounce largemouth, and it anchored a 20-pound bag, and that got me a top 35 finish. So I'll have the eyes on both species there and try to make the best of it there. So I feel a little more comfortable having extra options at Waddington as I do Champlain.
Yeah, and look, going back to 2019 at Hartwell, at the Elite there, 6th. So I would think that, man, I'll tell you, just get qualified for that thing one way or the other. Figure out the math and do what you got to do to get qualified and stay in your position that you're in now or increase your position, because we know, obviously, that you can have some great, great success at Hartwell. All right. Before I let you go, tell me about one of your new sponsors, Hypertech. It sounds like a really interesting thing, especially since you're about to make a long run up to New York.
Well, it really is. And one of the key things that Hypertech builds automotive chips for programmers that give you better fuel efficiency, give you more torque, give you more horsepower, which adds up to dollars in my pocket when I make a long run. I was just down there yesterday. I went to see my doctor for a little more back treatment, and they happened to be in Memphis as well. So I went over to the office, and Miss Amy Falk, the COO there, said, look, we want to put another program in your truck to help you get even better gas mileage. So when she did, when that got into my truck, I got a half a mile per gallon better coming back home. Now, Tom, that's 23.6 miles per gallon out of my Ford F-150 without my boat. Mm-hmm. So and the shifting was so much smoother, and the truck just eased home in high gear so easy. So I cannot wait to get my boat behind the truck and track this mileage, because I do track my mileage very hard, because that's money in my pocket. If I get better gas mileage and better performance, it's money in my pocket. We're working on another great little device on tire pressure for my boat, so I can monitor my tire pressure on my boat. So if I have a tire that's going down, it actually saved Buddy Gross, one of my teammates on the HyperTech team, on the way to the Classic the other day. He noticed some tire pressure going down really fast, and he had a piece of metal in his tire. He was able to get that fixed and on to the tournament, the Classic tournament, without any troubles. So it's a really cool deal. These folks are all about automotive. They've got a great base in fishing. All the folks there love to fish. John Garrett is also on our team. He's an opens angler, an upcoming opens angler. Anyway, the three of us are working on that, and we're diligently giving them as much data as possible to help regular bass guys that love to fish, like our Bassmaster members, because all these guys have trucks, and we want to get better gas mileage. As gas prices go back to the increase, we'll be able to make it to the lake a lot further and a lot easier with a lot less money spent.
Mark Menendez has been our guest. Mark, good luck up north, man. We appreciate you. We're pulling for you.
Thank you so much.
All right, we got a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Five fish for 22 pounds even, becoming a two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year.
Hi, I'm Gerald Swindle, Bassmaster member. I don't care if I'm in California, Oregon, or France. If I see a bass sticker in a window of a truck or a car, I got something in common with that person. Why don't you come join me and you be a member?
Get these free gifts when you join today, a $50 value. Go to Bassmaster.com/join and become a member of America's leading bass fishing organization.
Tom Abraham here for Enigma Fishing's Epon series of rods. I recently got my rods and was stunned at the quality of the workmanship that went into these rods. Enigma is known for the highest quality materials and components, but the Epon rod also combines great looks with some tremendous creature comforts as well. From the extremely comfortable reel seat to the E-wrapped handles and even a well-thought-out bait keeper. 10 models from drop shot rigs to a stout flipping stick. They've got them all at a great price. Visit EnigmaFishing.com for more. That's Enigma Fishing. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Square Bills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinner baits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish. Have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers and styles is growing every week. But now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifestyle line, #FishOn, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's ProFishing.
This is Bassmaster Radio. The fish are in the live well, and we're heading for the dock. Now, back to Tom Abraham.
Final segment of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and as we add the show back to the dock, let's take a look at some news and notes from around the pond. Congrats to McKendree University teammates Blake Jackson and Trevor McKinney for winning the Carhartt College wildcard event at Lay Lake. But for McKinney, that's kind of burying the lead. Trevor was hit by lightning during practice from a storm that was like 20 miles away when he and Jackson were running down the lake. And get this, it's the second time McKinney has survived a lightning strike. Now, last season, Jackson and McKinney competed against each other in the final round of the College Classic bracket, with McKinney winning the event and earning a place in the Academy Sports and Outdoors Bassmaster Classic presented by Hook at Ray Roberts, as well as the 2021 Bassmaster Opens. Now, he finished 31st at the Classic and has been in the top 36 in three of the four Opens this year. Get your official Bassmaster merchandise at Bassmaster.shop. Hats, shirts, hoodies, and more, all from your favorite outdoor brands in great Bassmaster styles. Plus, Bassmaster.shop has official Bass Nation merchandise. Shop for yourself or get gifts for your friends and family. Look for the great deals every week at Bassmaster.shop, the only place to buy official Bassmaster and Bassmaster Classic gear. And have you ever wished that you could buy gear to support your favorite elite angler? Well, check out profishing.shop for select angler hats, hoodies, and tees, including championship gear from their wins. Check back often as the roster of anglers is growing every week, but now you can rock the logo of your favorite pro. Plus, check out our exclusive lifetime line, hashtag fish on, to proclaim your love of fishing. You can even buy Bassmaster radio gear. That's profishing.shop. Now let's take a look at the upcoming schedule. It'll be the guaranteed rate Bassmaster Elite at Lake Champlain coming up July 8th through the 11th out of Plattsburgh, New York. And then it'll be the Bassmaster Elite at the St. Lawrence River. That's going out of Waddington July 15th through the 18th. Now remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at Bassmaster.com/radio. Or just hit the watch button and click on Bassmaster Radio. And check out our YouTube channel, Largemouth Marketing, for select angler videos. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.